You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Dom and Jeremy in the morning, Denver's Mix 100. These lines are packed with people who want to play a little bit of rattle off with us today. So let's start with Angie. Good morning, Angie. Welcome to the show.
Hi, how are you?
We're great, Angie.
We're terrific. Thanks. What are you up to today?
Oh, not much. My son's been begging me to call you for the past 2 years, but I couldn't because my husband worked for your competitor. So I felt bad listening. Mm.
but we have no competition.
Yeah,
I don't understand. We have no competition.
We're really good.
We no longer works in radio, so now I feel okay to call.
Oh, okay. That's good.
Well, that's kind of funny that your son's father worked for someone else, but he loved our show. That's,
And you guys, you listen to us.
That's why funny. I say there's no
That's pretty good.
Hey, so I got to know, what does he do now?
So now he we're going to be moving to Puerto Rico in a week, and he works for American Financing.
Hey, oh, we love them.
Let me give a ding.
Hey, Colorado Zone.
Puerto Rico.
Yes.
What are you doing down there?
His boss lives in Puerto Rico, so I homeschool my three kids, and so we thought, why not move down there and homeschool and.
Wow. I'll be darned. And just and cool. Soak up the rays, right?
Have fun.
Yeah. You got it. No more snow.
Oh, that sounds dreamy.
That's fantastic. Well, listen, good luck to you with your move. You ready to play some rattle off with us?
I am.
All right, 10 seconds. I'm going to give you the letter first. The letter, Angie, is G, as in go, as in goodbye. The letter G. In 10 seconds, please give me 5 artists or bands that begin with the letter G. Ready and go. No help.
Go-Go Dolls, the Go-Go's.
Time is up.
No.
There's a lot.
Garbage, one of my favorite bands.
George Strait.
The Gin Blossoms.
George Michael.
Man.
Oh, no.
Well, Angie, I am so glad you've listened for so long, and we really do wish you the best with that move, and say howdy to everyone over at American Financing for us, okay?
All right. Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you, Angie. Have a great day. Here's Jason. Hello, Jason. Welcome to the show.
Hello. How's it going?
We're doing good, buddy.
We're having a good day.
It's a good show.
All right.
What are you doing right now?
I am on my way to work.
Which is?
It is for Maxar Technologies up in Thornton, or actually Westminster.
The Maxar Technologies?
The Maxar Technologies.
What do you guys do there?
Space stuff.
Space stuff. Awesome.
Yeah. I love that.
That's cool.
Love that. What's your current project? What are you guys building right now?
Well, I don't work too much on that side, but we are building, we always got satellites going. You know, we won Sirius XM's satellites and some other ones. So we're just
Take those down.
Yeah, I know, right?
Let those wobble.
Yeah. Let those burn up in the atmosphere. hey, let's play some rattle off. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Here's one that I tried yesterday, could not get a winner. In fact, I don't think she had one. But in 10 seconds, I want 5 movies that star Tom Hanks. That's easy. He's done a million. 5 Tom Hanks movies. Ready and go.
Polar Express. Why can't I do this?
You got one, buddy.
No Tom Hanks.
Yeah, that one. Was real bad.
Is it crazy how you seize up, you know?
Yeah. Well, I think it's because you dropped those naughty words on our airwaves.
I guess I get punished.
Jason, have a great day. Thank you for listening, sir.
All right, thanks, brother.
See you later.
Bye-bye. Appreciate it. I thought Tom
That's
Hanks
so
was
easy.
Beloved. I've
hundreds of choices.
Hello, Kristen. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Hi.
You know, I saw we were flipping around for something. I can't even remember what streaming service we were on, but it's got his new one called, what's that called? Finch? Yeah.
Finch, yeah.
Where he's the only human being in the movie, right? It's he and a dog and a robot.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, like, free on whatever service
Netflix?
That is. I don't think it was Netflix. I don't think so.
Apple TV.
Is that it?
Okay. Yeah, I think so.
So, I don't know. Kristen, do you like Tom Hanks?
I do.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Not my favorite, but, I mean, he's okay. He's kind of nasally, you know?
He's nasally.
Yeah, a little bit.
Now that's all I'm going to notice when I'm watching him.
I have never heard that.
Hey, I'm Tom Hanks. Look at me.
Oh, my God. That is so funny.
Right.
Who is your favorite? Do you have a favorite actor? I don't have a favorite actor, but a lot of people do. Do you have one?
I really like Jake Gyllenhaal. He's
good. Yeah. Good actor.
Mm-hmm.
And you probably like looking at him, too, right?
Yes, like in Jarhead, that was...
Oh, yeah, he was ripped
in
that.
Did you see that movie that he was in about the Zodiac killer? I think it's just called Zodiac. Did you see that one?
No, I didn't see that one.
Mm-hmm. If you're into, like, true crime history, I mean, Zodiac is pretty intense, man. I think Robert Downey Jr. is in that one, too. That's a pretty good pair.
Oh, I like him, too. Yeah.
There you go. I gave you a tip. Kristen, this weekend, you can watch Zodiac. You ready to play some Rattle Off with us?
I am so ready.
All right. Well, Jeremy was talking about some of this in our trending report just about 30 minutes ago. So if you could, please, Kristen, give us five things that might come with frosting or icing. Five things that either have frosting or icing. You can do it. Ready? And go.
Cupcakes, cakes, Pop-Tarts,
donuts.
Ding dong.
Ding dong.
Cinnamon rolls.
Like cookies. Lemon bread.
Yeah.
Oh, I know. Yum.
Wow, that's hard.
Oh, well.
Listen, I'm glad you called, and I hope your day is terrific.
Thank you. You too.
Bye.
Bye, Kristen.
Bye.
I thought we might get a winner with that one. Little did I know. Is it pronounced Alina? Is that right?
Yes.
Hi, Alina. What are you doing today?
I am just taking a me day right now.
A me day.
And what will that consist of?
Like getting my eyelashes done, my nails done, that type of thing.
Same.
Beautiful.
Oddly
That's
enough.
Great.
Wow. My wife just got her eyebrows done 2 days ago by a new girl, and she was terrified. Terrified to go see the
going to someone yeah. that you don't know.
I was
so
like, oh,
I really get it.
Relax. I was like, this is what they do, you know?
But I mean,
she's like,
she
oh,
done?
No, you
what
can't.
What did she do to her eyebrows?
They like, they sculpt them or something. I don't know. I don't know.
It's like girl stuff.
It's girl
sure.
stuff. She's like, I gotta go get my eyebrows done. The only thing I know about that is she comes home with like red streaks across her eyebrows.
Oh, really?
Because her skin's all red.
Yeah, like irritated and stuff.
Yep.
I've been.
She does her mustache too.
It seems like that would hurt.
I mean, well, yeah. It doesn't feel good, but beauty is pain.
They look great today. If you give exactly. it a day for the redness and swelling to go down.
You know what? That sounds like another Ted Lasso saying, football is life and beauty is pain.
Beauty is pain.
Yep.
Yes,
wow. Exactly.
Well, you enjoy your me day. That sounds great.
Terrific.
Thank you, thank
getting
you.
All that hair removed.
Perfect.
That's funny.
That is.
I'm taking a me day to get a bunch of hair off my body.
Mm.
It's gonna be great.
No,
totally.
Are you a Botox girl at all?
I'm not. No, not yet. At least not yet.
How old are you?
It's coming, huh?
26.
Oh yeah. We'll talk
you don't
in
need
a
that.
Few years. Few years.
Yeah, few years.
Good for you. Let's play some Rattle Off, Alina. Are you ready?
I think so.
All right. 10 seconds. I need five. I know this sounds morbid, but I'm sorry. Five dead presidents. Oh. Five dead U.S. presidents. Obviously, you can go way back in time. Five dead presidents. Ready and go.
Abraham Lincoln. Oh,
George Washington.
Oh my god.
Oh no.
Are you serious right now?
Come on,
Alina.
I'm so serious.
Are you serious? Really?
I'm pretty bad about that.
You had
apparently.
Like...
Well, you knew George and Abe, so
yeah,
that's...
totally.
Well, that's a bummer for you.
There's only like 40 others, but anyway.
Yeah, there's a lot. Well, I don't know why I couldn't just think of, you know, five.
Don't worry about it. You go have a wonderful me day, okay?
Thank you, guys.
See you later.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to the show.
What just happened?
Well, you know, it happens.
Well, you know.
The pressure. The pressure!
I don't care.
Here's Leslie. Hi, Leslie.
Hi, how are you?
We're great.
When's the last time you had a me day?
Well, kind of every day, half a day.
Ah!
Hey, that's nice.
Atta girl. Good for you. What do you do with the other half of your day?
Oh, I sit at my computer and file stuff and do billing.
All right. Well, what industry? What kind of industry?
Infrastructure cabling.
Oh, it's right. One of my favorites.
That's what I thought you probably did.
Yeah.
Infrastructure cabling. Hmm. You want to play some rattle off? We can't seem to get a winner today, and we're running out of time.
I want to win today.
These are all so easy today.
I thought they were kind of easy. The G one was a little tough, but
the G one was the dead presidents was hard too.
What? How is that hard?
Why is this?
You draw blanks. It happens.
Well,
oh, my goodness.
Okay.
Harry Truman. And I went, okay.
Well, Harry Truman there. We got another one.
Right. JFK, Reagan, anybody? Ford, oh. Nixon, yeah, Hoover, Reagan. Coolidge, Roosevelt, McKinley.
And we're not even getting started on the brain dead ones. So.
Oh, boy.
Let's play Rattle Off with you. And I want in 10 seconds, five ski areas in the state of Colorado. Five Colorado ski areas. Ready and go.
Boston, Vail, Breckenridge, Keystone, Copper.
What was the very first thing you said?
Yeah, cut out.
Aspen, Vail.
Aspen, yeah.
Okay, sure.
That's so that's five. You're a
winner!
Finally!
Hooray! Hurrah!
I didn't think it was going to happen today.
Well
but
done.
Then there was Leslie.
Good job, Leslie.
Yay!
Yay for you.
This is the second time I won it, and the last time I won was years ago, and it was named five types of domestic beers.
And you never forgot that years later.
Well, you beer and ski resorts, so good job.
I have talked to people who won the mind. They told me, they say, yeah, I won the Mindbender like 15 years ago. And every 100% of the time when I say, I'll bet you remember the answer. And they boom.
Oh.
They never forget the answer if they win a Mindbender.
Guess,
and for you.
Being a native, I know.
And for you, you know, it's a rattle off. You never forget it.
No.
You're charming. Hold on. Josh is going to tell you about that prize, okay?
Okie dokie. Thank you.
Welcome.
You're welcome. Thank you for listening. Well, I had fun with this game today
because
the people were super cool.
Yep.